next after Title 42. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With Title 42 set to expire on Wednesday, the Biden administration insists that it is prepared for the expected influx of migrants at the southern border. The Department of Homeland Security releasing a six-pillar plan to help deal with the crisis. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy gives his assessment of the plan.
We need to have the policies that will actually work. And what those policies have to be are turn away and detain, not apprehend and release. And what this six-point plan from the Biden administration is a supercharged apprehend and release. That's all it is.
While Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar acknowledges there needs to be a change in border policy.
We absolutely have a problem. But the challenge here is Congress has failed to act. We started seeing the increase in numbers and a change in what was happening at the border going all the way back to 2014 when we started seeing large numbers of unaccompanied minors.
Both Congress members appearing on Fox News Sunday. Republicans will be leading the House in just 2 weeks. However, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is still facing challenges in his bid to become Speaker. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
McCarthy has huddled with Republicans for weeks, but his entreaties failed to move the needle. McCarthy has made his opposition to a bill to avert a government shutdown the touchstone of his campaign for Speaker. McCarthy upbraided Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy and the top Republican on the panel, Richard Shelby, for crafting a massive spending bill. Shelby suggested McCarthy's opposition was just posturing.
President Biden and his family held a private memorial service Sunday, marking the 50th anniversary of the death of his first wife and baby daughter, who were killed in a car crash. 11 people seriously injured on a Hawaiian Airlines flight due to severe turbulence. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea launching a pair of ballistic missiles on Sunday. Fox's Ted Lindner with more.
South Korea and Japan announcing North Korea fired two mid-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off the Korean Peninsula's east coast on Sunday, prompting South Korea's presidential office to strongly condemn Pyongyang for escalating tensions. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the two medium-range missiles flew 311 miles and appeared to have landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The launch marked the 35th day this year that the North has conducted a missile test. Both South Korea and the U.S. continue to urge North Korea to immediately put a halt to its missile testing.
Police in Lakeland, Florida, say a 12-year-old boy is dead after accidentally shooting himself while at a friend's house for a sleepover. Fox 13 Tampa's Justin Williams with report.
Not home. Police say this happened at his friend's house. When officers spoke to the boy's mother at the hospital, she told them she thought there was an adult supervising the kids, but police say there were no adults there. Investigators say the adults who live there were at work and didn't know a guest was over. They also did not give their kid permission to have a guest over while they were at work, according to police.
A couple of dramatic overtime victories happening in NFL action Sunday.
The Kansas City Chiefs took a little longer than expected to clinch their seventh straight division crown. Jerick McKinnon scored on a 26-yard touchdown run in OT. KC down Houston 30-24. Jacksonville stunned Dallas in overtime 40-34. Rayshon Jenkins returned an interception 51 yards to the opposite end zone. The loss prevented the Cowboys from wrapping up a playoff berth. Elsewhere, Philadelphia improved to 13-1 after downing the Chicago Bears 25. 35-20. Cincinnati came back from a 17-point deficit to defeat Tampa Bay 34-23. And the Lions won for the sixth time in seven outings, beating the New York Jets 20-17.
That's Fox's Bob Mortali. The Giants playing the Commanders Sunday night. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.